Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the differences between the new bodies of the people in heaven and those in hell. Let's pick up at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. The sword of God's word shows that the man in hell has all hope cut off. That same man who said, I am tormented in this flame 2,000 years ago, is still today, still tormented in that flame. He's still crying out. He's never going to be able to escape. He will never cease to exist. The only thing like God for him is as all men. He was created in God's image, and God is a spirit. Therefore, his spirit will never cease to exist, and as a result, his spirit will be tormented in the body that he is given, that is created for hell. We got a new body in heaven. This old body that we have that feels pain and things like that, we got saved, will be changed. Well, so is a man in hell, but his body is going to feel the pain. His body is going to feel the flame. His body is going to desire water. His desires, his intellect, everything else is going to be tormented day and night. Might say hell will be filled with some insane people, if not all of them, as a result of having no hope. And they'll be forever separated from God and his grace. Hell will be worse for some than it is for others, just as heaven will be better for some than others because the reward will be greater. Nineveh passed up her second chance. Note, Jonah had gone there and preached, and they repented at the preaching of Jonah. But at 150 years later, Nineveh wants nothing to do with God. Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrian kingdom. Just like Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. being completely destroyed would be an example of that. Do you realize that if you die without Christ, you will go to hell, fire, and torment, just as you see with the rich man in the book of Luke chapter 16. But that's not the final place, because then Christ has a great white throne judgment where you're taken up before God at that white throne. The books are read, and it shows that you're not saved, and then you're cast into the eternal lake of fire. You know what it's like? It's like going from jail to federal prison with no chance of parole and maximum security. You'll never escape. And yet, you could be saved now. You could be saved. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't wait. The fire shall eat thee up as the canker worm. And Jesus said, of hell, where the worm dieth not, there'll always be something for that worm to feed on, and you'll feel it in your body. Cut off, and hope burn. They won't see those friends in hell. The canker worm destroyed plants, food, and fruit. The rich man in hell had some kind of a body that still has a drive for water, but it can't be satisfied. He'll be hungry, but there's no food. He'll be thirsty, but there's no water. How many drug addicts, drunkards, and those that committed suicide will only wake up to find that hell has given them a body that still has that drive, but that cannot be satisfied forever, that will not cease. and they passed up the only opportunity they had on earth to do that. The man in hell that ended it all to escape the problems of this life finds the problems were within, and that now what he has is forever without no hope and a greater problem. I believe some who got saved but backslid into things that are terrible are still saved, but saved so as by fire, and they're ashamed at his appearing and no reward. In my first church, a family lost their home in a fire. And the lady of the house told me, she says, you know, I lost pictures, artifacts, possessions of loved ones who had died and left me those things. Things I'd kept for a precious memory. Some of my children's things. They're burned up. Gone. The insurance money could not buy those things and bring them back. So too, hell is too late to make up anything. My friend, there is no purgatory. That is not taught in the Word of God. That is a doctrine of men. You either going to die and your spirit is going to descend into hell, or you're going to die and your spirit will go to be with the Lord. Jesus said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian, nor of the will of the flesh. Oh, you're going to work for it and earn it. Nor of the will of man. Man doesn't say, okay, if you'll do this, be this way, and all that, you know, and have all their philosophy. No. He says, but of God. Of God. That's why the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that he might be our Savior. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. That's what he came to do. If Jesus Christ is not your Savior, you're lost. You're headed to hell, my friend. You need a Savior. Heaven or hell? What is your final destiny? The only time you can receive Christ is in this present life. How ignorant to pass up your opportunity for a short-lived season of pleasure in this life, which is all forgotten in hell. The army can be many, as it was in Nineveh, and their enemies coming against them, as many as the cankerworms and the locusts. Both of these creatures seem to destroy food and what we need. Again, Jesus described hell as the place where the worm dieth not. In Revelation chapter 9, we see creatures that are coming up out of the bottomless pit of hell. They sting people, and people are so paralyzed they're unable to die. But they're wanting to die because the pain is so great and they can't do anything about it. Perhaps that is one of the torments of hell. Those scorpion-like creatures were prepared for hell. They thrive on it. The locusts prepare and picture for us today, as are the cankerworm, that hell is a real place, and do anything you can to escape it. You can make yourself as many as the locusts, but no matter how many, you don't receive Christ as your Savior, there will be no hope for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, Jesus Christ was God in heaven. He was a spirit. He left heaven. All you remember back in December, as we talked about the Virgin Mary, even Mary called him her Savior. Obviously, she needed a Savior. That's why it was a virgin birth. And Mary was told, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. He was called Emmanuel, God with us. The Son of God became the Son of Man, that sons of men might become sons of God. And so, Jesus, the body of Jesus, was formed by the Spirit of God coming upon him at the direction of the Father, and his body was formed. No seed of man, God placed that seed inside her supernaturally by his Holy Ghost. That baby was formed over a 9-month period, was born the sinless Son of God. He lived a life that was tried and tested in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And he died for you and for me on that cruel cross. Every sin I ever have or ever will committed was placed upon him, and the same for you, for all time, for the sin of the whole world, 1 John 2:2 says. He paid the penalty. And yet, when he said it is finished, it was fully paid. Yet not all men are saved, because not all men receive him. The offer's there, but you must receive him as your Lord and Savior. We see, as John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Great verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was God's heart. However, don't stop there, because in verses 19 through 21, we find out that men loved darkness rather than light. They didn't want to be saved from their sin. They didn't want to be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. They didn't want the Christ life. They didn't want to be a stranger in this world, a pilgrim, just passing through. Oh, they wanted the world and to become citizens of this world, and they are. We're all born children of the devil. But the moment we receive Christ, we become the sons of God. My friend, what must you do? You must admit, I'm a sinner that cannot save myself. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. God's glory is not me, it's not somebody else. God's glory is Jesus Christ. We've all come short of Jesus Christ. You're not compared to me, and I'm not compared to you. We're compared to Jesus Christ. We're all short of him. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We continually sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we have earned, what we have coming to us, what we've already paid for the wages of sin, our sin, is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Oh, that's grim, isn't it?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation. For